This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Columbia Gas is expected to announce tomorrow its plan for replacing 48 miles of pipeline affected by last week's explosions in the Merrimack Valley. Earlier this week, the company said it would complete the project in a matter of weeks, but some experts in the natural gas field say that is not realistic. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman joins me now with more on the timeline for the project. Bruce, welcome.
Hi, Jack.
So, Bruce, first tell us what you've learned about what's involved in laying almost 50 miles of natural gas pipelines and restoring gas to more than 8,000 properties. How long is this realistically going to take?
Well, let's put the problem into perspective, Jack. Last year, Columbia Gas replaced 51 miles of old pipeline in the three regions that they serve throughout Massachusetts. There are thousands of miles of pipeline they have to replace over a 20-year period, and they have a plan to do that. But until the disaster, Columbia Gas had 9 replacement projects going on in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence, covering just 3 miles. Now, the company says it's going to replace all 48 miles of gas pipe in the Merrimack Valley. So basically, the company has to do as much in a hurry as it did all last year statewide.
Okay, so can that be done in time for the winter deep freeze?
Well, it depends on how they do it. They're going to be replacing casts and wrought iron lines that run back sometimes a century or more with new PVC pipe. They're going to be laying down the mains. Those are the distribution pipes that run down the streets. They can go in actually pretty quickly. But if they have to dig up streets and the old stuff first, it's going to be slow going. I spoke with Gene Palermo. He's a plastic pipe consultant in Tennessee.
The last resort is an open trench. So you try to find methods where you don't have to have an open trench and not having to break the pavement, where you can use some kind of drilling underground to install the plastic pipe.
Pipeline engineers have developed 3 interesting techniques to lay pipes without breaking ground. They can thread through the old pipe, or use a special tool to break up the old pipe and then thread new stuff behind it, or they can drill horizontal holes.
So this could go pretty quickly.
Well, no. The mains are the easy piece, Jack. The hard part is installing what are called service lines from the main distribution pipes to houses and businesses. Here you have to break up sidewalks and dig up gardens and to put in the pipes and pressure regulators in place. I spoke with John Bonapane about this. He's a gas pipe worker. He's been doing it for about 30 years in the Boston area.
It's very labor intensive. It's definitely dangerous if it's not handled properly. This will take a long time, not weeks, probably months in my estimation.
Okay, so what does Columbia Gas need to do to make this happen as efficiently as possible? I assume they won't be doing all of this work with just their own workers.
Oh, no. Just today, the utility announced it was starting to stage equipment and supplies in the affected areas, but they don't have a big enough workforce. There's a shortage of skilled, certified gas workers around the state. Other companies are busy replacing their gas pipes. There are private contractors, but they're maxed out, too, especially since National Grid is using them to replace union workers who have been locked out over a contract dispute since June.
Well, what about them? Could they use those locked out National Grid workers?
Well, so far that hasn't happened. John Bonapane, who we just heard from, is also the president of one of the locked out unions.
We've offered to help, Bruce. No one's responded yet. National Grid has 1,200 experienced gas workers right now sitting idle.
All right, so we've talked about the mains. What about the gas pipes that are actually in people's homes and in their businesses?
Oh, that's such a great question. Well, all of those pipes, the ones in walls and going to gas appliances, heaters, and stoves, have to be inspected, and many will likely have to be repaired or replaced. Again, the problem was caused by overpressurization of the pipelines, and it caused a lot of damage. It's going to be enormously expensive, Jack.
Which begs the question, who pays for that?
Another good one. I've seen a statement from Andover officials saying Columbia Gas's parent companies told them it's going to pay, but we'll see.
We will see. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman will be on top of it. Bruce, thanks.
You're welcome.